If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
What do you believe? Because it is our beliefs that determine our behavior. Your destiny is linked to your identity. Everything that's coming in, everything that I believe, everything that I see will determine what I do. This is why the dark room is so important. Like, if I don't put the work in, if I don't do what is required behind the scenes, I'll never step in public authority. If nobody's told you today, let me be the first to tell you. Every single person listening to me is standing at the precipice of the greatest decision they could ever make in their lives. For years, decades, generations, families will struggle. Centuries go by in a bloodline, and people, fathers and mothers, make the same mistakes until all of a sudden, within a bloodline, somebody makes the decision to press a reset button. And I just want to ask anybody listening to me, why not you? Why not you? Why can't you be the person that changes everything? The innovator, the trailblazer, the disruptor, the person that makes a decision that I will not be the weakest link in the chain of a dynasty. Why not me? Why can't you be the one that makes history? Why can't you be the one that wins again? Why can't you be the one that breaks cycles? Why can't you be the one that overcomes the demons that have haunted a family for generations? Somebody drop it in the comments. Why not me? What is your purpose? What is your destiny? What is your assignment in this season? Are you completely sold out to it? Are you all in? Are you willing to lay your life down? Are you willing to die to achieve it? There is no tomorrow. There is no plan B. I am completely devoted to my level one priority. Type it in the comments. Why not me? You're talented enough. You're hungry enough. So do it. You are the first pick. You are the only option. And there will never be another way. Believe. That is you. It's always been you. You've got everything you need to go to the next level, to obliterate glass ceilings and move forward. It is possible that if you could just focus and stay committed and be determined and direct your attention to what it is that you've been destined to have, you can have it. Do not settle. Do not think that where you are and what you see is all you will ever have. There is more. But change doesn't always come to you. It comes from you. Decide that you want to change your life. Decide that you know it's time. Decide that you've been here long enough. Come to the resolve that you understand, you are aware, and you have accepted that you have been broke and broken and weary and annoyed long enough. The problem with many of you is that you are surrounded by people who ask you the wrong questions. This is why when you're making decisions to change your life, you can't talk to people who are on your level, because they're going to tell you it makes sense to stay here and just make here better, when you know there is something higher that is calling you. There's a better quality of life. There's an abundance. There is an expectation, a passion, a new life that is calling you. And everybody on your level will try to convince you to stay here with them because they're stuck in a place called comfort. Are you willing to be uncomfortable? I remember back when I was cleaning toilets for a living, and I would run into wealthy people every now and then, and oftentimes the reverberating theme that they would all seem to throw out is that, Marcus, you got to make investments. If you're going to be financially fit, fiscally disciplined, you got to pay to play. You got to make an investment. I knew that I wanted something more, and I knew I was destined for more, but I didn't want to accept the fact that if I'm going to make money, I've got to invest money. When you start making these investments, it's not going to feel good. It's not going to make sense to anybody on your level. Whatever goal you have, your physiology, your psychology, your relationships, your business ventures, whatever it is. And so the question is, are you willing to leave this place called comfort? Are you aimed? Are you targeted? Do you believe that you have what it takes to pay the price? But more than that, can you handle the pain that comes with paying? It is not going to be comfortable. Are you willing to walk in not only uncomfortability, but are you willing to walk in uncharted territory? This means that I'm going to a place I've never been, and it's not going to feel good in the beginning, in the Genesis, when we're first getting started. But eventually, if I stay committed, I'll see a harvest. If you're going to reap a harvest, if you keep sowing sparingly, you will reap sparingly. But the moment that you understand that there was a price to pay to get where you want to be, it will cost you dearly. It don't feel good right now. I don't like it. I want to leave it. I want to throw in the towel. I want to walk away from it all. But I've got to be able to see the power of what lies ahead. Today's pain is tomorrow's power. The new life that you want, that you hold in your head, that you only dream of, it will cost you your old life. I got everything I need to go to the next level. What is required to live the lifestyle that I see in my head? Because I no longer want to live vicariously through someone else. I'm no longer going to just sit around and like other people's pictures when I could be living that reality. So it's not that I want your life, it's that I understand that there's something more for me. But the question is, am I willing to write it out? Am I willing to see it, dream it, count up the cost, and then pay the price? Most of us are not willing to pay that price. And so we just go on living in the mundane, living in the monotony, living in a place where our money's unpredictable and our relationships are unpredictable. We're living in anxiety and stress. All of you listening to me have the opportunity to be excellent in every sphere and room and arena that you walk in. Do you know why you want to change? Because once you get a why, you become dangerous. You are a person of vision and valor and discipline. You got this thing. Why not you? Stop looking for everybody else to do it. Stop looking for everybody else to support it. Believe in it, to hand it to you, to point you in the right direction. You have everything you need right now in this moment to take a step forward. You've got to stop waiting for the opportunity to come along. And you've got to learn to master the art and the privilege of creating the opportunity. Stop limiting yourself to what can come to you and focus on what needs to come from you to create, to pioneer, to trailblaze. The question that many people fail to ask is not where do I get the money to get the life, but who must I become to attract the money to get the life? And so we need to define who it is that we must become. Who do you need to become to start the business? To move into the new location, to start traveling, to make new friends, to take up new hobbies and new investments and endeavors, to impact. Who are you going to have to become? You got to identify those things that are holding you back, the places, the people, and the mindsets that are telling you you're not enough, it will not work, turn back, go back home. Who you must become is directly associated with what you have been called to do. Do you know why you want to change? Because once you get a why, you become dangerous. Why do you sweat? Why are you bleeding for it? Why are you sacrificing? Why are you pushing yourself and testing the limitations of your soul? Why are you working so hard? Why are you changing your belief systems? Why? Not you!
I didn't get here making excuses.
You got to get to the point where it hurts. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I'm not going to cry about it. No, I'm not a part of the country club. Nope, I'm not. I don't hang out with them. But I'm still going to be successful. I'm still going to get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. You will not destroy us. You will not defeat us to the day I die. It's your mental toughness, your mental strength. We can, we will, and we must get through this. This is what's so sweet about success. That as long as you stay in failure, that like, you know, you get satisfied with that, when you actually come over to success, it's the same thing. Like, you gotta have more and more and more of it. Just like when you're in poverty, you can keep doing it. When you become successful, so I went with the master's degree. Then when I went with the PhD, I just kept, we came out with an album. I wrote 3 books. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now I'm at a point where I have this sensational desire for more success. So after I finish with the degree, now I start working out. I'm ready to hit this marathon. Now I got another book coming. Now I'm trying to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Now we're trying to do a reality show. I'm telling you, you would get from the dark side. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. If you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side. Many of you have not activated who you are because you don't know what you want. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. You get away with a lot of stuff when you start executing. And I'm telling you, if you execute, you're going to be on a whole other level. What do you want? And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal. And you're not walking in it. Accept it. And now let's walk in it. The dream is yours, but you're saying, I'm not worthy of the dream. You're probably not, but it's been given to you anyway. I really don't know what I want. I am not walking in my greatness. My esteem is not where it should be. I am accepting things that I probably shouldn't accept. And when I leave today, I'm ready to embrace the true me. Listen to me, as you're trying to get to that next level of success, you legitimately have to know what that is if somebody's going to be able to help you out. Listen to what I'm saying. I knew what I wanted. And the first thing some of you in this room have to do, you've got to get to the place where you know what you want. And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. That's what I do. I wake up every single day. And I go after what I want. But if you don't know what you want, what are you even waking up for? E.T., why am I not fired up? E.T., why am I sleeping in? Because you don't have a reason to get up. You don't have a reason to wake up early in the morning. You don't have a reason to work out. But you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, I'm telling you, I can't explain it to you. But doors start opening. Opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit doing the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. And so I need you to create a culture of winning. And do me a favor. You don't have to win at a whole bunch of stuff. Just win one day at a time. You cannot give up. What you got to do is, you heard it. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. That's the difference between the greats. That's what separates them. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. Are you hearing me? It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
I wish I could tell you, you tired, go take a break. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. The weight is gonna get light. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is you gotta find something within. So I need you to do me a favor, guys. I need you to win. Until you know what you want, you will not get good rest. If you don't know what you want, then you've not begun to live yet. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, and your why gotta be deeper than you, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. And I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Do not say this is going to be a part of my life because somebody told you it was going to be a part of your life. You need to start rejecting some of the stuff people are telling you. You need to stop embracing it. Just because they said it, it doesn't mean it's true for you. Just because you don't believe, just because you're going to be in poverty, just because your marriage ain't going to work out, just because your kids aren't going to be successful, I'm not owning that. That's not my life. And the reason why I say it's my fault, even when it's not my fault, because when I say it's your fault, I give you power. I give you control over my life. And I will never give another human control over my life. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with a solution for it. Can we try? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of y'all, you're not even trying. You don't even try to do it. You've given up before you even tried. I'm taking ownership.
You get to determine how you live. You live life on your terms.
Go again, will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through, some stuff you gotta will your way through. And where there is no struggle, there is absolutely no progress. I will. Come on, I will.
I will.
Come on, I will.
I will.
I must.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have.
But before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works.
It doesn't matter if the world believes in you, if we don't believe in ourselves, nothing's gonna happen.
And when you believe in yourself, you believe in possibility. You can't have one without the other.
As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and wakes you up and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should chase every single day. And as long as we believe, as long as we know that we have greatness inside of us, we can be anything we want to.
In order for you to manifest your dream, you gotta be the first one that believes in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams.
I do believe that when you walk in a room and you're confident and you stand tall and you believe in yourself, that energy does come off of you.
We generate our power by first believing that our efforts will be rewarded. No matter how many people tell you that you're stupid, you're a failure, that you're never going to do anything, that you are going to believe in yourself.
No matter what nobody told you about your dream, man, stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you believe in and speak what you want into existence.
How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left?
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
You must first believe that you can, that you will, and that you must.
Be crazy enough to believe in you.
The madness of impossibility, the lie. Somebody lied to you and told you that it was impossible. And the only difference between people who lose and people who achieve is the person who achieved tried one more time. I'm convinced that we are a generation that gives up too easily. I need you to examine your capacity now. Examine your perspective now. The power is in your perspective. The power, the difference between those who make something happen and those who do not is wrapped in the truth and in the power of their perspective. Your perspective can either become your prison or your passport. It can either arrest you or release you.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. So decide that you're going to take some time to work on you, that you deserve that from yourself, that your life deserves some prime time, because you are creating your own production. As Michael Todd would say, you are the star of your show, you are the director, you're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that.
No matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue to believe that what you want to achieve is possible. You know, believing you can do something successful is the most important step in actually achieving it. You can do and be anything that you want, no matter what. No matter what you've been told and conditioned to think growing up. Start from today to believe that you can.
I believe possibility is destiny, and it is fear that keeps us arrested and apprehended by the spirit of impossibility. Impossibility doesn't even exist once you shift your reality, once you understand the power of perspective. The word itself says, I'm possible. Every time somebody told me I could not do something, I had a decision that I had to make in order to achieve what they said was impossible.
Don't just let life happen to you. Create the life that you want. One choice, one action, one day at a time, because in the end, your life is nothing more than the sum of your choices.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You can have that thing that you want, all right? It's yours. It's staring you in the face, right in front of you. But you've got to take it. You've just got to believe it's possible. It's to believe.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
You got to get up and believe in yourself and tap into your dreams of what you believe in. Don't you ever let anybody stop you from living your dream, man. You deserve to be successful. I speak into existence that you're going to be successful. It all starts in the mindset. I speak into existence that every dream that you have will manifest. And once you get done speaking your dreams into existence, you got to stop talking and you got to go execute your dream.